You may have heard of a local advocacy group called Preserve Our Parks. It has long fought for Milwaukee County's beautiful, but financially beleaguered, parks. In fact, tonight, the group is holding a public meeting to rally support for a sustainable funding source for the system. But Preserve Our Parks is also widening its focus. It has a new interactive website, awealthofnature.org. The site is meant to draw attention to parks and preserves throughout southeastern Wisconsin. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with Eddie Daniel, the website's curator, about the project.
Preserve Our Parks has rallied for public spaces, notably Milwaukee's lakefront, for nearly two decades. And Eddie Daniel is no stranger to the plight of parks. For years, he's used his camera to capture bits of nature holding on in industrial-stressed environments, such as the Menominee Valley before its renaissance. He also uses words through blogging and articles. Daniel says the new website, awealthofnature.org, combines the forces.
People who know me know that I go out and I look at parks, and I spend a lot of time doing that. And yet, once I started this project, I have continually been amazed at how many places I haven't been.
That cannot be said for the spot where we stand, a 55-acre oasis sandwiched between the freeway and an ever more congested medical and business complex.
This is the Milwaukee County grounds in Wauwatosa, and we are standing on a hilltop that overlooks downtown Milwaukee, and it's a pretty spectacular spot. Acres and acres of rolling prairie-like landscape with trails crisscrossing through it.
Awealthofnature.org contains stories and photos of the monarch butterfly habitat in one direction and the wildlife-rich forest in the other.
The goal of this website is to get people outdoors and to get them to enjoy parks, and we hope that by doing so they will be more willing to step up when there's a need to do something in the way of advocacy.
Daniel has contributed the lion's share of the initial content on the Preserve Our Parks website, but hopes soon he'll be one of many contributors.
We have built into the website a blog feature called The Natural Realm, and we will also be inviting others to contribute to that. So it will be representative of a diversity of voices.
Two people have submitted material so far. One blogged about a little-known stretch along the Milwaukee River, another about butterfly gardens taking shape in River Hills. Through the website, Daniel wants to reinforce the case that the region cannot afford to neglect even the smallest stretch of green space.
We need to find more dedicated funding sources to support our parks, because the traditional sources of maintenance funds are getting more difficult to find. And so the issue is to get people more involved and eager to support what's necessary to keep the parks as beautiful as everybody wants them to be.
We met on a crystal clear morning and could make out Milwaukee's skyline where it meets Lake Michigan nearly 10 miles to the east.
A lot of people know about the spectacular parks, the Kettle Moraines, the lakefront, of course, parks throughout the region that are draws for people from all over. But some of the more surprising places are like the one right here, the county grounds, where you don't expect to find such beauty, such a wonderful open space.
Daniel says he cannot imagine not feeling compelled to advocate for places like this. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,